In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. You know how some scenes in a movie that we have seen kind of get stuck in our memory, and every now and then it comes back to you, and it's kind of hard to get it out of your mind, and it keeps coming back. Even after you forget the name of the movie, still the scene is in your mind. And one such scene for me is the scene from the BBC documentary called The Planet Earth. And I was horrified to watch the scene in which mother bird is teaching its nestlings to fly. From its perch in what appears to be about 40 feet above the ground, the mother bird pushing the baby ones one by one to the ground. And as they fall to the ground, they learn to flap its wings for the first time and land softly on the leaves covered ground. It was this scene that came to my mind when I was reading today's gospel. Last Sunday in the gospel lesson was about the feeding of the 5,000 and with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And we saw how Jesus made the reluctant disciples to take the responsibility of feeding the crowd. He simply asked them, "You feed them." And disciples knew, as they were being groomed to meet the needs of the people, whether it is in healing them or casting out demons or clothing the naked, giving sight to the blind or feeding the poor, so on. But do they have the faith required to perform these kind of miracles like Jesus? Are they ready for prime time? How would you know until you are put in a situation when you can exercise your faith? Our lesson for today begins at the heel of the feeding miracle. The lesson begins in the Bible, it says, immediately. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and made them go on ahead to the other side while Jesus dismissed the crowd that he just fed, the 5,000 men and then about the same number of women and children. So a large crowd. Jesus dismissed the crowd. The wording of this sentence doesn't sound like Jesus giving the disciples a choice here. He made them get into the boat and made them go on ahead to the other side. Some of the disciples were old hand at sea, and they knew how capricious Sea of Galilee can be, how without any warning a storm can appear right in the middle of their voyage. So they were somewhat reluctant, but Jesus wouldn't listen to any of that. He just plainly made them get into the boat and made them go. Why would Jesus insist them to get on the boat and go to the other side? Is there a lesson to be learned? If so, what is it? Early in the gospel, in the same gospel, Matthew, he recorded a miracle of Jesus calming the stormy sea. So why did Matthew record yet again a miracle of similar nature just 4 or 5 chapters later, you know? Well, the difference this time is that the disciples are on their own, crossing the sea to the other side. This time Jesus was not with them physically in the boat. Welcome to Jesus' school of hard knocks. Isn't Jesus here like the mother bird pushing its young ones out of their nest to help them learn to fly by flapping their wings for the first time? Sometimes, don't we also feel like the disciples in a stormy sea, battling raging waves and fierce winds? Sometimes, don't we feel like the disciples, wet, cold, frightened, and alone, when we go through situations in our own lives? The raging sea and the fierce wind are metaphors of difficult times we face in our life. Sometimes it feels like everything is piling up on us like a perfect storm. Imagine losing a job you liked and had been at for many years all of a sudden. It make your heart sink. How about when we face troubles in our marriage and our relationships? After being together as life partners for many years, one day you find yourself alone without your partner or spouse to meet the vagaries of life by yourself. One day you thought you were healthy and immortal. The next day you hear your doctor telling you that you only have few months to live or few days to live. How about that sunken feeling when we find out that our children or loved ones become victims of addiction or some bad habits? Like many parables of Jesus, this episode of disciples in the sea battling a raging sea is also a parable. It is a parable. It's a parable lived out in the crucible of life. Are disciples exercising their faith like the little birds beginning to flap their wings? I'm sure these old fishermen tried everything humanly possible to steer their boat through the treacherous sea. However, have they at least once called on God to help them? Probably they did. Didn't Jesus show up walking towards them on the raging sea? But there they failed. Instead of seeing Jesus as their answer to the prayer, they see a ghost and got frightened. How come? Is Jesus calling us from our safe harbor to go to the other side where we need to go? We who are comfortable and accustomed with the familiar on this side, meeting the other on the other side can be a perilous voyage, as though traveling through the raging sea. Yet that is what we too are called to take on. It is a journey of faith. Like disciples, we too hear Jesus saying to us, "Do not be afraid, it is I." We too hear, like Peter, hearing Jesus come. Like Peter, despite the raging sea around, we too make small steps in faith onto the water. But then all of a sudden we freeze. Seeing the wind and the 20-foot waves, we stop, we falter, we sink, we cry out, "Jesus, save me." But then Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and catches him from drowning. In our reading for today, we are told we are never alone. Yes, even when we are hopeless, in the hopeless moments of our voyage, in the storm-tossed sea, even when we are struggling, even when we are adrift and far from home, even when wind is against us, Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us when our help fails, our marriage in shambles, our career in jeopardy, and our children fail to our expectations. Jesus comes to us through the storm at our time of need. Yes, Jesus would like us to use our lifeline and call him, suspending our nagging doubts. Are we ready to cross life's waters? Are we willing to meet the other? Are we ready to fulfill our part in God's mission in the world? It can be done. It can be done by keeping our boat tied at the dock. We need to let go. We need to let loose our boat in the sea of turmoil. This isn't part of my sermon, but you know, I immediately want to share something with you. In about a week, next Monday, Monday from tomorrow, we will be going to India. And this is the first time we are going to India after our daughter's marriage. So we don't know how people will take it. You know, she's gay and she's married, but we are going to go. And we are going to call our loved ones to come and to a reception. But we don't know how that is going to be. So, you know, keep us in your prayers that, maybe it is just our fear. But we need to meet that fear where it is. And we're going to go, we're going to travel, and go to the other side. And it may be just our fears. But keep us, keep Susan and me, and the kids, they are also going with us. And it is going to be tense. But we need to do. We can't stay here and not face what we have to face. The Dutch theologian Soren Kierkegaard said, "To dare is to lose one's footing momentarily. To not dare is to lose oneself. One cannot go to the other side without experiencing some difficulties and storm on the way." So many of us short circuit our living by choosing the path that is most comfortable instead of risking change. Today let me ask all of us, how are we being called and challenged as individuals and as a church? Who is the other we are challenged to meet for the first time? Is the other we are to meet our own self, our own doubts, our own fears, our own ambivalence, our own desire to be comfortable and being with the familiar? Friends, are we ready for prime time? Are we ready to use our lifeline? Are we ready to cross the waters of our lives?